From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Former president of Yemen reportedly killed. Reports by Yemen's Houthi rebel news network claim former president Ali Abdullah Saleh has been killed as a video showing what appeared to be his corpse circulated on social media on Monday. An anchor said on the rebels' official Al-Misara television, the interior ministry announces the end of the traitor's militia by fully taking control of its positions and restoring security in the capital and its neighborhoods and in other provinces, and the killing of the leader of the traitors with some of his comrades. The report gave no other details, and Saleh's death could not be independently confirmed. President Trump, in a series of tweets, said he never asked the FBI director to stop investigating Mr. Trump's one-time national security advisor, Michael Flynn, about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to Washington. The tweets came after Flynn pleaded guilty in Washington to lying to FBI agents. Mr. Flynn agreed to cooperate with investigators looking into alleged Russian meddling in last year's U.S. election and whether the Trump campaign colluded with Moscow. President Trump's son-in-law and advisor, Jared Kushner, says Mr. Trump has not made a decision yet whether to formally recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Kushner spoke at a Middle East conference in Washington.
What I'll say is that the president's going to make his decision, and he hasn't made his decision. He's still looking at a lot of different facts, and that when he makes his decision, he'll be the one to want to tell you, not me. So he'll make sure he does that at the right time.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has warned any U.S. move would represent a threat to the future of the peace process and is unacceptable. This is VOA News. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster warns the nuclear threat posed by North Korea could be the most destabilizing development since World War II and urged others such as China to do more.
China, as you know, has taken some unprecedented actions. And what we're asking China to do is not to do us or anybody else a favor, but to act in China's interest. There's a real grave danger to China, to Russia, to all nations from a North Korea that's armed with nuclear weapons.
Senator Armed Services Committee member Lindsey Graham.
I'm going to urge the Pentagon not to send any more dependence to South Korea. South Korea should be an unaccompanied tour. It's crazy to send spouses and children to South Korea given the provocation of North Korea.
Senator Graham's warning comes as a major U.S.-South Korean air exercise gets underway. U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish rebels say they have fully cleared Islamic State fighters from Deir al-Zor. A spokesman for the YPG militia praised the tribal leaders, as well as both the U.S. and Russia, for airstrikes and logistical support. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis made a visit today to Pakistan, where he said he did not plan to push the government but expected it to adhere to its promises to combat terrorism. In October, Mattis warned that the United States is willing to work one more time with Pakistan before taking whatever steps are necessary to address its alleged support for militants. The United States has informed the United Nations that it will no longer participate in the Global Compact on Migration. The U.N. General Assembly unanimously adopted the declaration pledging to uphold the rights of refugees. The national anthem of Zimbabwe as new President Emmerson Mnangagwa prepares to swear in his new cabinet.
I, Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, do hereby call upon you all to take the oaths as prescribed by law.
The ceremony places in the new president's cabinet many of his loyal supporters, including members of the military, instrumental in recent weeks in getting former President Robert Mugabe to resign after 37 years of turbulent rule. The first order of business, the new president says, is to get the Zimbabwe economy back on track. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says his government will launch a cryptocurrency or digital currency to circumvent what he called a financial blockade by the U.S. government. The new currency will be called the Petro and will be backed by the socialist-run OPEC nation's oil, gold, and mineral reserves. For more on these stories, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.